Zesty Garden, and it's our new Bug Bites module. That's B-Y-T-E-S. And this is a new endeavor of the Zesty Garden program to bring you some of the information that's coming out that's new in the world of insects, or fascinating in some fashion. And Diane Alston is USU's extension entomologist. And Diane, I appreciate you coming in and doing this. And the first one we're looking at is the butterfly changes its spots, eye spots, that is. And this is not really, I mean, it's unusual, but it's not the only insect or animal that does this. So why don't you explain what's happening?
Yeah, so this was a really cool research study. They actually did the research in the lab, but it's based on what they observed in nature. And this particular butterfly, its common name, I looked it up to see what it was. It's called the squinting bush brown. Isn't that an enticing name? But it's in a family of butterflies. It's very common. It's the most common group of butterflies in the world. So like the monarch is in that, the admiral, the you know, a lot of the common butterflies that we know around
here. It
looks
like cabbage butterfly size.
Yeah, it's like a medium-sized butterfly. The checker spot, the comma, we have a lot of, it's not the swallowtail type, so that's a different group, but a lot of the other common butterflies that we have around here in this family called Nymphalidae, which means brush-footed, which are the brush-footed butterflies, the nymphs of the forest, so to speak. And this particular one is native to Eastern Africa, but this group of researchers that were interested in a concept called phenotypic plasticity. And what that means,
love that.
Isn't that a neat word? Well, plasticity, you might guess, it's kind of like, it's kind of plastic, it can mold, it can move, it can melt, it can be adjustable. And that's exactly what it means. And phenotype is the set of characters that you see. So your phenotypes is you know, your hair color, the shape of your nose, that you can grow a nice full mustache, you know, and you have a great smile with little smile lines. I have the smile lines too. You know, those are your phenotypes, yeah. But it's also your behaviors too. So that you, you know, when you sip your cup of water, that you do it in this certain way, or that when you whistle a tune, you know, you do certain little behaviors. So those are all phenotypes, kind of these characteristics that define us or and all animals out there. And so these were the group of evolutionary-based entomologists or biologists that were interested in studying this particular butterfly, because what they observed in nature was that there seemed to be some plasticity to its responses depending on the environment. And so there's certain genes in this butterfly that code for these eye spots. And so these eye spots are actually on the undersides of the wings. And so when the butterfly wings are unfolded and held flat and open, which is common the way they hold their wings, like you think about monarchs, how oftentimes you see their wings down flat. I think on the top, they're pretty much just kind of a dull brown color because it wants to fit it and wants to be camouflaged in its woodland environment in Eastern Africa. But when it folds its wings up, on the underside near the hind edge of the wing are these big, bright eye spots. And so those evolved to be protection against predators. And so in the wet season, when its primary predator is probably multiple things, but praying mantids in particular are one of its primary predators, where it's landing in trees or on plants, bushes, and the praying mantids are hiding there waiting for its food to come along, it evolved those eye spots to be to startle the mantid. And so when it leaps to attack and grab the butterfly, it will often go for those eye spots thinking that's the head and that's the part that, you know, predators usually want to attack and, you know, go for the kill, so to speak. But what happens instead is it grabs the hind edge of the wing of the butterfly, and it might break some of the wing off, but the butterfly, of course, immediately flies away and it escapes and it goes on to live another day. It might have a tattered wing, but hey, it's alive. So that's where these eye spots evolved in the wet season. But in Eastern Africa, they're two distinct seasons, unlike here in Utah where we have cold like snow today versus hot in the summer. It's wet and dry. In the dry season, then, it has a different group of major predators. And these are many of these are bird species, so different, very different kind of predator. And so in that case, in the woodland habitat, it actually wants to now be camouflaged. It doesn't want to have a bright eye spot that could attract a bird to find it and, you know, and fly down and track it down and grab it. And so in the wet season, these same genes that code for these eye spots actually tone down the color, turn off that bright color, and the pictures that they have on the website with the article show that in the dry season the spots are very light,
drab looking.
They're not sharp and bright and focused. So the same butterfly, it goes through multiple generations a year, but these same genes can code for very different kinds of phenotypes. Bright, bold eye spots or dull, not very obvious eye spots.
Now, this, tell me again what it's called, phenotypic plasticity.
Yeah.
This happens also in animals. You look at rabbits, the Arctic hare, it changes from white. There's an Arctic fox, you know, going from this white color to the more drab color in the summer.
Because you can imagine if they're big, bright white things standing out in the middle of the summer environment, brown and green, they're going to be big targets for their predators.
But they're dropping their fur or their hair, which changes. How does that happen in a butterfly? I mean, it doesn't exchange a wing. It's not going through a pupation to get this different
color. Well, in this case, it's actually going to be different individuals. So see, this butterfly has multiple generations in a year.
Okay.
And so when the environment is wet or dry, it affects this gene, however it's functioning, you know, turning it on or ramping it up versus is ramping it down to affect this coloration or this eye spot effect. But I thought this study was particularly cool because they did a neat thing where they actually cut out eye spots and they pasted them on butterflies in their laboratory arenas. It looked like it was in some little mesh cages they were using. And so they had butterflies with and without the eye spots that they exposed then to praying mantids. And they videotaped the responses. So it's pretty cool. You can see a little video clip on this Entomology Today website with the story. And so when the eye spot was present, the big prominent one, it did just what we talked about earlier. The mantid lunged at it. It caught the hind edge of the wing. The butterfly flew off and escaped.
And they'll show you it in slow motion.
Right. It's pretty neat. But then when they didn't have the eye, or they had this dull eye spot, the not prominent eye spot present, then what happened? Did you watch?
It went right after, grabbed the head and began chewing.
And it just munched it right on down. So if anybody wants to see a mantid getting a snack, you got to watch this website, this video. And so that's pretty cool that they were able to show, you know, they replicated it many times, of course. You have to do that in science. And saw this very consistent result. And so I just think that's such a cool example of how this genetically dictated phenotype, this character that these butterflies have, can be so modified by the environment and lead to a very different looking organism and enable it to survive under different kinds of stresses, different kinds of predators.
And that's the changing spots of the butterfly. And you've been listening to it on the Zesty Garden with our Bug Bites module. And Diane Alston is USU's extension entomologist. Thanks, Diane.
Yeah, you're welcome.